Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here. Pleased to be joined in studio by Dolphins safety Jimmy Wilson. Jimmy, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to see you. And got to feel good to be back here at the facility. Second week of OTAs underway. How does it feel to be back out there with the guys?
Yeah, you know, that's the tough thing about football is that, you know, you get a break from people that you are around every day constantly that become like brothers and family because you go to war with them every week. And it's just it's such a joy, especially when you got a defense tight-knit like ours, to come back and see your guys and get to flying around and get back into seeing the coaches, Coach Cool, and everything like that.
Yes, and so you're now entering your fourth season. Yeah. And so I'm curious, as you approach an offseason, how has that changed, your approach changed from when you first got in the league to now?
Well, when I first got in the league, you know, I was more basing everything off just athletic ability and, you know, really didn't understand how to be a pro. It takes time to understand exactly how to be a pro and learn from other professionals. You know, I got a family now. So every offseason is going to change a little bit for me. First year may have been a little wilder, but now it's, you know, everything's calmed down, real family oriented. Because, you know, you miss them for them 6 months when you're out here grinding. And it's good to get with your family and, you know, just get prepared and do the right things.
For sure. Now, when you look at the defensive backfield, especially the back end where you guys are playing, Lewis Delmas, the addition back there, what kind of tone has he set as a player for you guys so far?
Oh, you can tell he's a fun guy, aggressive guy. He's going to bring a lot. Probably a lot of playmaking ability. Seems like a guy that can, you know, cut loose and get the ball off people. So, you know, that's any addition that the coaches bring in, you know, they're doing it for the best for the Dolphins. So I'm happy to have him here.
Yeah, and also you look at another addition, Courtland Finnegan. You look at a couple of the defensive backs and Jamar Taylor, Will Davis coming back healthy. And how good can this secondary be? It seems like a very exciting and a really talented group.
Yeah, you know, we got so close last year and, you know, just a couple more additions. Like you said, Courtland Finnegan bringing in a Pro Bowl type of guy and a real good corner, you know, that can't do nothing but teach young Will Davis and Jamar, just get them pushed along even more, learning from more vets. You know, we got obviously a great Pro Bowl corner and Brent Grimes that made a lot of plays last year. And, you know, we take pride in how close we got last year, and we don't want to be that close and not get the mark this year. So, you know, guys are really taking a professional approach and want to do great things for the Dolphins.
Jimmy Wilson, Miami Dolphins safety, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Jimmy, I call you safety. I should just call you defensive back because you're all over the place. I mean, do you pride yourself on that versatility in the defensive backfield?
Yeah, you know, when Jeff Ryland was here, you just called me, I'm a football playing Jesse. You know, I kind of like that. You know, you can line me up a linebacker or whatever. Whatever I can do to contribute and help this team win, that's what, you know, I really appreciate and take pride in that.
Now, offensively, there's been a lot of buzz because the new offensive coordinator, Bill Lazor. For you guys in defense, Kevin Coyle's still here, so you guys kind of know what to expect, but what can we expect? What wrinkles can we see from this defense entering 2014?
You know, we always take something from all the other teams that do great things. You know, we've seen some Seattle tape and things them guys are doing. We're not taking as much as plays, but more of how they play, you know. Them guys play with a lot of enthusiasm, and that's what most of the great defenses do in this league. You know, you see them all, everybody run to the ball, everybody celebrating around the ball. And I just think that's something that we've learned to do, and we need to appreciate each other more when somebody makes a play, get around them, and, you know, just impose our will on offenses.
All right, Jimmy, I got to talk to you about the Montana connection because yeah. I know when you first got here, Dan Carpenter, Lex Hilliard were on the roster, and now this offseason, you know, obviously you're entering your fourth season, you get another Grizzly on the team.
Yes.
is Jordan Tripp, the linebacker, was drafted in the fifth round. How cool is it to have him on the team now?
It's great, man. When I got when I went back to Montana for my senior year, he was actually a freshman there, or maybe a sophomore, but, you know, it was great. It was great just to be with him when he was that young and to see how good of a guy he is and how good of a guy he remained. You know, he became a great football player, and he's still just he's an even better person. You know, he's somebody that that I really care for, and he's like a brother to me.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you how that relationship is in terms of you being the vet and providing some guidance as he's making that transition, not only from the college to the NFL, but also, you know, a smaller school program like Montana.
Oh, yeah, it's good just being a guy that he can call on at any time of day, any time of night, just, you know, if he's having trouble with something, whether at what the safety's doing in certain calls or what certain calls he needs to make, he can give me a call. And if I already told him, you know, if he's ever feeling uncomfortable or out of his mode, out of sync, he can give me a call and come chill with me. you know, we'll get him back on track. But he's, you know, he's picking, he's a great athlete, smart kid. He's picking up everything great.
Yeah, and I think it's very clear that the Dolphins are paying attention to that Grizzlies program, which is really cool, really cool to see that happen. Yeah. All right, so you mentioned your family, very important for you. What else off the field during the offseason were you able to get into when you're away from football?
Well, you know, I got this on June 14th, got this softball, celebrity softball tournament coming up at FIU baseball field. And, you know, it's just doing things to get back to the community around here. You know, a lot of these kids, Florida has some of the best talent-wise in the whole nation. You know, it's just a shame how a lot of these kids get looked over or don't make it to their full potential because of circumstance or whatever's going on around them. So, you know, I try to give back in some charity events to make sure that these kids, you know, they see professionals and they see that it's possible to, you know, go through triumph and, I mean, you know, go through obstacles and still remain on top as long as you keep working hard and, you know, working towards a great goal.
Yes, and just so everybody knows that the details of that, the first annual Jimmy Wilson Celebrity Softball Charity Game, it's benefiting the Above 500 Foundation. Yep. If you want to be out there, it's at the baseball field at FIU, Florida International University, Saturday, June 14th, so a week from this Saturday, and gates open at 5 p.m. $15 donation for admission, but also if you want VIP passes, it's $100. All goes to a great cause, and the $100 also, you can get pictures and autographs and everything from the celebrities be there. Who can we expect to be out there with you?
Oh, you can see Brent Grimes, Rashad Jones, you know, getting Cam out there. You know, it's just going to be all the good players here. You know, we're just going to go out there and have give back to the community, let everybody see how tight of a group we are and get ready, get prepared, get over these heat and get ready for these Dolphins.
Awesome. Well, great stuff. I really appreciate you doing that for the community. Again, it's the first annual Jimmy Wilson Celebrity Softball Game. It's a charity game benefiting the Above 500 Foundation a week from this Saturday, the 14th, down at FIU. So go check that out and, again, get to meet Jimmy Wilson and the guys.
Follow at Above 500 and above500.com to get your ticket.
Awesome. Good stuff. Hey, Jimmy, appreciate you joining us here, and especially during the hard work you guys put in OTAs. Keep it up.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
All right. There he is. Safety from the Dolphins, Jimmy Wilson, joining us here in studio. We got plenty more to come here on the Finside. So stay tuned. Also, we'll let you know that with amazing sights, sounds, and people, the Bahamas are truly something to behold. Visit Bahamas.com for deals and packages today. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.